This is Mike Shreve, an author with charisma and an evangelist, and I am so excited about this new offering from Charisma. To be able to download an audio version of the magazine and ebooks and podcasts is going to be such a blessing. I personally live a very busy life, and it's hard for me to sit down and read a magazine, but I've got hours on the road and traveling, and that will be definitely something I'm going to tap into. I encourage everyone to get this subscription, and I'm personally going to look forward to the content myself. To subscribe, just go to charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Evangelist Rodney Howard Brown was arrested at the end of March for hosting large church services in defiance of state and local public health orders. In response, Brown says he will pray for the sheriff who arrested him. Find out more after this break.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
Rodney Howard Brown, the Pentecostal pastor of The River at Tampa Bay Church in Tampa, Florida, was arrested on Monday, March 30th for continuing to hold large church gatherings despite a government order to desist due to COVID-19. Hillsborough County, where Howard Brown is based, issued a Safer at Home order on March 20th that restricted public or private gatherings, including faith-based events that bring together more than 10 people in a single room, single space, or any venue at the same time. Yet Howard Brown held multiple services at The River, which has 4,000 members, as recently as March 29th. And in a video clip circulating from his March 15th sermon, Howard Brown urged members to shake hands and said, "This church will never close. The only time the church is closed is when the rapture is taking place." Later, he added, "This Bible school is open because we're raising up revivalists, not pansies." Howard Brown's actions were considered particularly bad by the county, according to Fox 40, because he had the ability to move the service online and live stream, but chose not to do so. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister announced Howard Brown's arrest on Monday in a press conference, in which he also said his department has been in touch with Howard Brown since Friday. Cronister said, "His reckless disregard for human life put hundreds of people in his congregation at risk and thousands of residents who may interact with him this week in danger." Howard Brown ultimately turned himself in and is being defended by Liberty Counsel, which argued that the pastor's arrest was being unnecessarily hard on Christians, since the church had taken some measures to follow social distancing, including requiring staff to wear gloves and enforcing 6-foot gaps between family groups. In a live video posted Monday night, Howard Brown said the sheriff is doing his best in a very difficult situation and asked followers to pray for him. He also said he had changed his social media from public to private after receiving death threats. "Please continue to follow social distancing guidelines as a form of loving your neighbors and pray for the victims of coronavirus. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com."
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.